Israeli forces have stormed into a Palestinian refugee camp north of Jerusalem al-Quds, wounding at least two young men. They've also taken away four other Palestinians. We're now joined by our correspondent in the West Bank, Mona Kandil, to find out exactly what happened at the Qalandia refugee camp. Mona, what is the latest information we have at this time?
Al-Quds, and it's near the West Bank city of Ramallah. In the very early hours of today, to conduct an address operation, two Palestinians have been lightly wounded in the flashes that took place during the raid. The Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and stunning grenades and opened fire at the dozens of Palestinians who hurled the stones at the Israeli troops and their vehicles in order to force them to force them out of the refugee camp. The Israeli forces pulled back from the refugee camp of Qalandia after arresting actually five Palestinians whom the Israeli forces have described as wanted for security reasons. The accusation of wanted for security reasons, we can say that those Palestinians have took place in demonstrations or through, let's say, stones on Israeli vehicles and Israeli soldiers in the area. This is what the Israelis are saying. We can say also that every time the Israeli troops choose to storm Qalandia checkpoint, this happens in the very early hours or even overnight, because the Israeli forces know very well that this overcrowded refugee camp will not be easy to storm it. There would be exchange of fire between the Palestinians and the Israeli forces, and every time such an attack carried out a refugee camp, at least one Palestinian had been killed. The last one was late in the middle of December 2014. This night also, five Palestinians have been arrested in Hebron al-Khalil on the same accusation, wanted for security reasons.
Okay, Mona, as always, thanks very much for giving us the latest. That was Mona Kandil, who is speaking to us live via Skype from Ramallah.